You come out here on the 30th, we'll have a million pictures up in homes, in the windows of the homes in Chicago and in Cook County. But this is the way art timing has always been before the main event, which will take place on the 30th. On the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before, our 10 or 15,000 workers will be out and get these pictures up in every house in Chicago and every block in Chicago where we can.
We're ahead of 60, though, Dick. What was 60? We just carried by 8,000, didn't we?
Well, we carried the city by 460,000.
Yeah, well, we beat.
We carried the state, but here's where these people are off in their calculations. You'll do, if what we hear is true, you'll do much better in the suburbs than Kennedy. Mm-hmm. If that's true, Kennedy lost the suburbs by 130,000. I don't think you will lose the suburbs by 75,000 to 80,000. But then when you get downstate, Kennedy had 300,000 to 350,000 against him on religion, which you will not have. And there are segments of downstate, I don't know, you know, where these advanced people go, but...
Let me read you some of it. Just a second. You got a minute?
Yes.
Illinois is Goldwater territory. Downstate and Chicago suburbs are very conservative Republican. The Central Belt conservative Republicanism is similar to Indiana. Isolationist, parochial, inward turned, concerned with local, especially economic problems. In some downstate areas, Chicago suburbs, there's certain leveling, particularly on foreign policy. Perhaps because the metropolitan press and the proponents of Chicago, the tight-walled insulation of the outside world, has somehow been eroded. Democrats have never done as well as they should in such industrial cities as Danville, Decatur, and Peoria, where Democratic union leadership is always poor and workers are either farm boys or Kentuckians and Tennesseans. The Little North in Kane and Will and DuPage counties, the Tribune has been God. Solid GOP. Farther north, Rockford is industrial but Republican. It's a fountainhead of John Birch. Far to the south is the Presque coal mining region between East St. Louis and Harrisburg. The Democrats should do well. But don't always. Kennedy lost it because of his Catholicism. It's Ku Klux Klan country and it'll hurt Johnson. Bear Southern. 48 Stevenson swept Illinois by 572, while Truman only squeaked through. 52 and 56 Eisenhower swept Illinois, taking the GOP governor along. 60 the present governor, Kerner, carried Illinois by 524, while Kennedy squeaked through by 8,000. These startling swings, this ticket splitting, are more explicable than they are in Indiana. For governor, both Stevenson and Kerner will run against discredited Republican governors seeking third term. For president, Illinois is normally Republican. Traditionally, Democratic strength has lain heavily in Chicago and East St. Louis. The mushroom Chicago suburbs have gone Republican and mostly solidly Republican. To carry Illinois, Johnson will have to win very big in Chicago, very big in East St. Louis, and he must pick up a half a dozen other counties to do it. We have been almost entirely dependent on the powerhouse Democratic organization of Dick Daley in this city. In FDR's time, we got a farm vote, but Republicans in recent years could count on the suburb. I think I can discern some signs of splintering. We will need a lot of Republican votes if we're to ever win Illinois. We can, I think, get them in some of the Chicago suburbs if we try. Governor Kerner is running for re-election against one of those crew-cut Mr. Clean candidates the Republicans keep coming up with. Charles Percy, a strong Eisenhower protege. Kerner is almost alone in thinking he'll be reelected. Downstate. In Danville, a manufacturing town of 40,000, heavily Republican area, important Republican politician tells me the president's running surprisingly well, but Goldwater's not doing so good. All these people around him, he finds little enthusiasm in either party these days, except among rabid Goldwater people. The Democrats are not talking, they're not acting, they're not doing anything. The Goldwater people have sales all over the place. They work issues. They don't matter. He thinks issues don't matter too much except Bobby Baker and Billy Saul Estes and the damn niggers. Goldwater, he thinks, will win Danville hands down. The president, he thinks, should whistle stop through Kane, Will, and DuPage counties, Republican counties near Chicago, but now very vulnerable, Johnson. He says nobody's excited about the campaign, but people might get excited if Johnson and Lady Bird came out on a train platform. In many, perhaps most counties, the Goldwater people have set up their headquarters. The GOP men are working for Percy. They're working on Sundays. They're going after it like they intend to win. The GOP candidate for governor, but not for Goldwater, they're working harder. Enormous pressure is being brought on Percy to embrace Goldwater. Reluctantly, he's doing so. Goldwater's picture did not appear in GOP headquarters, Chicago's Loop, until yesterday. Percy's campaigning hard. He has visited Danville four times already. He's far ahead of Governor Kerner, and Kerner can never catch him. The president, my GOP friend.
He don't want to bet on that, does he?
I don't know. The president, my GOP friend, thanks my campaign hard.
Mr. President, some of these people are going around this country. They're a disgrace to any organization. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
He thinks people...
half this in some hotel and then started writing these reports.
He thinks people felt safe for Kennedy, but they do not feel safe with either Johnson or Goldwater.
Well, I don't know who he was talking to. Maybe he was in Indiana. But he surely wasn't in Illinois, and I get damn tired. A lot of these people that come out writing these reports and what they know about politics, some of them should be out there and charged with some of this responsibility and know what they're doing. It's easy to write these reports, damn easy. We're doing everything we can, and we're doing everything we know to what to do. And certainly, we'd like to see you come out as much as you can.
Well, we're going to do it, and we're going to do whatever you need. I just want to...
We're going to carry Illinois, and we're going to... We've done the job, and we're going to do a better job. I think that the questions that are being discussed here, a lot of fellas come out and they talk to... who the hell do they talk to? They talk to a lot of newspaper people that are...
Let me give you a little black here what he says about Chicago. We start with the ominous figure, 60 Kennedy carried by 456. 62 Yates for Senator carried 243, 63 Daley carried at Mayor 127. Explanations are many. Kennedy was a Catholic, but so is Daley. The organizations didn't work for Yates. The machines can't deliver. It does for Alderman.
That's what I resent from him or anyone else. But if you're relying on him, let him come out here and take charge.
No,
well,
nobody relying. I'm just trying to tell you what they're reporting so you can check it and see what you think about it.
Mr. President, if these kind of people are the people you're relying on, what's wrong with me?
No, I'm not relying. I'm just got it, Dick, and I thought I ought to talk to you about anything I hear. The first thing I hear from Illinois, anything I get, the first man I talk to is you, and always. Let me read you, though, what he says, that they tell him that he's going around advancing these places. Daley has bipartisan support. He has the support of the newspapers. He is widely considered the best mayor of modern time. He has completely rebuilt the city of Chicago. He won by a majority of 127,000, including 116,000 Negro votes. I think we had a taxpayers' revolt, a revolt against urban renewal. The Democratic alderman carried the 15th ward by about 10,000. The Democratic alderman carried Daley's ward by 13,000. There are back of the yards and front of the yard wards, old Polish, Irish, Czech wards. I doubt that Johnson will do as well as Daley did. These people worked in the stockyards long ago. In 1919, they struck. The Packers imported Southern Negroes to break the strike. A race riot resulted. Ever since then, these people have felt that the Negroes threatened their jobs. And Johnson must not talk about this, but he must not overlook it. They own their own homes. They fear their property will decrease in value if Negroes move in. This is not all. School redistricting meant white girls in school and Negro boys, and this has not helped. Urban renewal raises taxes, it scatters Negroes, and it means that these Polish neighborhoods will be ripped apart, and these people won't stay close to their churches and schools and homes. From this, it can be seen that we do have a backlash problem that Johnson must recognize. Most Democratic politicians discount backlash or say it's dying down, and the polls indicate it is. But the closer you get to it in these neighborhoods, the stronger you see it. There's 600,000 polls in Chicago, well over 10% of the total vote. This year, in the past, they've always gone Democratic. This year, they may not. This year, the Republicans have put two very strong Polish candidates on their local ticket. We have not. Our Polish and Czech and Irish friends who live in these areas say we're going to have a tougher time winning these people. And other ethnic groups like Swedes, Germans, Lithuanians, and other nationalities that Johnson must learn about and know about. The lifesaver may be that there's no real race trouble in Chicago last summer, though everybody expected it, because this was excellent leadership by the mayor and other community leaders on both sides, preventing it, plus massive, intelligent police work. Just the same, you still hear, when you go among these people, as I did this week, quote, it's the white against the colored. Quote, I fought like hell to get my home, I'll beat like hell to keep it. Worst, you hear nothing. It's the silence. A friend says, my fellows, they used to get in a hell of an argument. They're all against Nixon. This year, they're saying nothing, but they're bitter as hell. Every night, there's a purse snatching. It takes a lifetime to build a home, then the riffraff comes in and tries to take it away from them. I sold my house. Now I'd lose $10,000 because of these niggers. People talk. They're Democrats, but everybody jumped Goldwater too much, and it's boomerang. The Democrats are cussing him too much. If I had $1,000 for a long shot, I'd throw it on Goldwater. The betting odds are 10-1, Johnson. But no money is being bet. Turner can handle the Polish backlash, I think, better than Johnson, since he is an Eastern European distraction. He's married to Sir Mac's daughter. recent speech, he tackled it head on. He said, he quotes what he says, and it's very good. There'll be so forth. I have a copy of his speech. The president could do the same, or he could sidestep it, make an immigration policy speech, promising to lift barriers and so forth. Back to the Arts Council, praising its local community work and praising the leadership of Chicago. He must not talk about urban renewal, because some places these are dirty words. He could stick to economic issues. Daley says, make it simple. Talk about the jobs, the economics of the matter, Social Security, medical care, providing housing for AIDS, nursing homes. Above all jobs, it's a question whether this backlash will hit the president, as it is hitting local candidates. Most politicians think not. They say that the Johnson prosperity, the jobs, will override. They may be right, but after all, among Southside polls with whom I've worked this week, who labor in the steel mills, it's not so much negroes as automation that threatens their jobs. Republican defection to the president shows up more in the suburbs in Chicago. At a dinner party of young Republicans last night, independents, semi-eggheads, the talk was they couldn't quite stomach Johnson, but they would reluctantly vote for him. Goldwater was too much of a threat to survival. A Republican schoolteacher says she can't vote for him and won't. She distrusts him. She has only two GOP friends she knows that are voting for him. Sid Yates, running for Congress, Northside, Gold Coast, and Slum District, is attacking Goldwater as a radical, know-nothing, and bigotry and hate, and representing fringe elements. The undecideds, however, can be taken by Goldwater if they're successful to hammer home the morality issue. The Bobby Baker, Billy Saul Estes thing is hurts. Corruption in high places hurts. Vice in the street. In general, Yates thinks, and others agree, that people's minds are already made up. A very conservative, rich Republican dentist told me yesterday that he hears his friends say, I won't vote for Goldwater. I don't like Johnson either. I just won't vote for any president. A young collateral relative of General Wood, the arch Republican for many years, is pro-Percy but says he's going to vote for Johnson. In the last few weeks, large numbers of Kennedy enthusiasts have called, and they are eager to help. Only this week, Citizens Johnson movement got started. The delay is unfortunate, but these people have no place to go. They couldn't get LBJ bumper stickers. I saw virtually none driving all through central Illinois, all around Chicago. And the people I talked to seemed furious and felt like Johnson was spurning him. There's been no Johnson headquarters. He could pick up thousands of votes, and we can't rely solely on our staying here in Washington. Johnson must get out and see these people. Without the question, the president will pick up a good many Republican votes in suburbs, especially among higher income. He'll get them because those people are anti-Goldwater, scared of Goldwater. He will not get them because they like Johnson. As one man said, it's not respectable to be for Goldwater. A knowledgeable journalist said he was talking to newspaper men, indicates he is, that he has seen the last 10 days a real crossover of Republicans to the president. Until then, he said it was talk. Now he thinks it's set in. Nobody likes Johnson, but they just can't stand Goldwater because he's stupid, he's dangerous, he's terrible. They think it's a choice between a thief or an honest idiot, and they prefer the thief. Daley is pushing registration. He's pushing it very hard. The Negroes are solidly behind him. But any organization can deliver only if they have the things to deliver with and if the tide is with them. Its value lies in getting the people registered and getting them out. The state organization is said to be in fairly good shape except in Peoria, Rockford, Champaign, and Rock Island. The issues, then he goes into the issues. Now, I quote this and not...